You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine.
Forgive us our mistakes. Wow. There's a cat prowling through the streets at night. She's black and her eyes are burning yellow, fierce and bright. Her nights are dark and skies are dark and wide awake. As she acts out her past of jungle days, when the night was her friend and many other different ways, they gave protection, gave detection by.
Thank you. learn the secret art. Who dares to help me raise the one whose very name near steals my heart?
Discard your clothes and come on foot through streets and fields and moonlit moors. Your goddess soaked in secret oils, perfume herbs, valerian salts. Join me in my search for power. Wives and husbands, bring your kin. We'll be as one within the hour. Let the summer now begin.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. To some visitor I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing. Distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and its separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books a season of sorrow, sorrow for the lost and known, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angel named the Lord, nameless here forever.
often hear out from the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in their steps a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed, but with mind of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing. And this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou I said art sure no craven, ghastly grim and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's plutonic shore. Quoth the raven,
bring at my chamber door. and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor
shall be lifted nevermore.
Shall be lifted nevermore. Shall
your shadow fell upon my lonely room. I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes fulfilled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hands reached out to comfort me. Last night.
upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of Catamore. While I nodded, merely napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis a visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "Only this, and nothing more." Ah, distinctly, I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," said I, "well, madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortals ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the only stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, "Lenore." This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, "Lenore." Merely this, and nothing more. Back into my chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping, something louder than before. "Surely," said I, "surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more." Open here I flung the shutter, when with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a moment stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, he perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my